A surprise visit from His Majesty. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. King Charles and Prince William have greeted people waiting online in London to walk past the coffin of Queen Elizabeth. They shook hands with mourners and thanked them for their patience. The wait is now estimated to be 16 hours. Next hour, President Biden is scheduled to leave for Britain for the Queen's funeral.
President Biden is expected to meet for the first time with the new British Prime Minister Liz Truss during his brief visit to the UK. Dozens of world leaders and their spouses have been invited to attend the funeral service for Queen Elizabeth Monday at Westminster Abbey. Many of them, along with other dignitaries, are also likely to attend a reception hosted by King Charles III at Buckingham Palace tomorrow.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Pulling in to Washington, D.C., another busload full of migrants.
These migrants came here today. This is 2 days after the initial buses arrived here to the Naval Observatory, which has the vice president's residence. So that was on Thursday. The initial buses had arrived. And the vice president has been asked several times since Thursday what she thought about all this as the border czar. She was asked twice yesterday. There was no response to that. She kind of waved off those questions.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, the vice president's husband, calls the bus trips shameful. Hunkering down is what people in Puerto Rico are doing as a tropical storm inches closer.
Fiona could bring a foot of rain and cause flooding, mudslides, and power outages with the island's fragile infrastructure. Tropical storm Fiona is expected to hit Puerto Rico almost exactly 5 years after Hurricane Maria caused massive devastation to the island.
Stephanie Bufamonte with Fox 35 in Orlando. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
More legal maneuvering following the search of former President Trump's Florida home.
The Justice Department asking an appeals court to lift an order which bars prosecutors from reviewing classified documents seized from Mar-a-Lago. The request comes one day after a federal judge picked an independent arbiter to review the material taken during an FBI search of former President Trump's Florida home. That judge also turned down the DOJ's request to resume using the seized records.
Fox's Matt Finn. The rivalry between the governors of California and Florida is ratcheting up. Democrat Gavin Newsom of California has challenged Republican Ron DeSantis to a debate. The two men have been verbally sparring from afar, most recently about the decision by Governor DeSantis to fly illegal migrants from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. DeSantis defends the move.
These are voluntary transportation that they're signing up for, but they're given a good ride. They're given everything. And that's just, you know, it's a humane thing to do.
Governor Newsom has asked the Justice Department to investigate the migrant flights and bus rides. The race for a U.S. Senate seat is heating up.
Voters in Pennsylvania will start receiving absentee ballots Monday. The one confirmed debate between Senate candidates Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Republican Mehmet Oz is 5 weeks after that. Fetterman had a stroke in May. For the October 25th debate, he will use closed captioning to ensure he understands the questions. Fetterman's campaign shared his cognitive test results with the New York Times, showing he's functioning in the normal range for his age. Though the Times reports Fetterman's campaign did not make his doctors available for interviews. Oz says if Fetterman can campaign with thousands of supporters, he should be healthy enough to debate now.
Fox's Rich Edson, Dr. Oz wanted 5 debates. Pam Husso, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.